This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show. It's been a little while. I think in the middle of June of 2016, he was on the show. We're talking about DNA Brands. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DNAX. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Adrian McKenzie. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate being on the show, my friend.
Well, you know, it's been a little while since you've been on the show. Give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Well, the last time I was on your show, I had recently just taken over the company in the first half of 2016. Since then, I tried to relaunch the two-time award-winning energy drink, but that didn't happen. The investors just weren't having it. So for the past, I would say, a year and change, we've been evaluating various businesses, and we made a final decision. As you noticed, earlier this year, I acquired a company called Token Talk. Token Talk is a blockchain, Bitcoin-related company, and Token Talk has a very, very strong stable of ICO advisors, ICO entrepreneurs, and we have Token Talk has advisors in all the ICO hotspots, such as Singapore, such as Montreal, such as India, just to name a few. So what we're doing now is we're focusing primarily, number one, on Token Talk and transforming into a blockchain cryptocurrency-related company.
Where do you see the direction of the company is going with all the different movements of this cryptocurrency and your model?
Well, one thing I've noticed and I've established and I believe wholeheartedly is blockchain, which is the underlying technology behind most cryptocurrencies, is here to stay. All the big players are adopting it. Bank of America has adopted it. IBM has adopted it. A lot of the major mom and pop blue chip companies are taking a stake in it in one way or another. So to answer your question, blockchain is here to stay. I believe those in at the ground level that have been in the business for the past couple of years that have witnessed the exponential growth, they are going to benefit. This is the internet boom 2.0, in my opinion.
What are some of your new prospects on the horizon? Do you have any new prospects coming up here?
Oh, absolutely, Everett. Thanks for asking me that. Since we've been in the cryptocurrency space and dealing in blockchain, our advisors have given us many, many projects. We have an active pipeline of projects and candidates that once we decide a project that we would like to get involved in, that's when we do our due diligence. And we have, at this moment, identified three major projects that we would like to be involved in. And we're actively bidding on, actively participating in securing, and are in active talks with these upcoming ICOs. To elaborate a little more on that, one of them is in the collectible whiskey space. One of them is in the brand loyalty space. And the final one is in the fintech space, financial technology. A major issue with blockchain and a lot of these cryptocurrencies, a lot of the banks and a lot of the back-end processing firms, they have yet to adopt the technology. So the financial technical aspect of it, it's in its infancy and it's growing at exponential gains.
You know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this question, kind of a follow-up question that we had about a year ago about toxic financing. What does your share structure kind of look like now, and where do we go from here?
Well, when I inherited the company, Everett, you know, I took on a major task. I knew that there was a lot of toxic debt in this company. But, you know, I looked at the upside. The prior management had raised over $24 million. I knew that if I could speak to some of the investors and get to some of the investors, we could take this toxic financing out. As far as toxic is concerned, when I took it over, there was probably between $600,000 and $700,000 in toxic debt in this company. Over the past year and a half, I've managed to whittle away, and there is less than $250,000 in toxic debt left in the company, of which the major lenders, the guys that are known in the market for being the most toxic,
exactly,
they are almost all but out. I do believe there's one instrument left in there for about a small amount, I would say under $20,000. And then the rest are just mom and pop lenders who I've been going to for the past 18 months and who have been keeping the company afloat for the past 18 months. So, you know, it's an exciting time here. We've cleaned up the balance sheet a lot. We have managed to bring down that debt a lot. And as far as the balance of the share structure is concerned, you know, when I inherited this company, it had about 7-8 billion shares out there. In order to finance the company, I had to increase, I increased the authorized to 25 billion authorized. However, that should not be changing. And of the 25 billion authorized, there is approximately 21 billion issued. But of that 21 billion issued, there is about 5 billion of that is restricted, that belongs to insiders. So there's really only about 15 billion issued and outstanding in the public hands. And as far as issuance of more shares are concerned, that's not going to happen unless it's taken from an insider's position, meaning of the 21 billion issued and out, there still is another 4 billion that could be issued, but that's reserved for the insiders. That's the only time where we will be issuing more shares.
My company that I'm highlighting today here on Stock Day is DNA Brands. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DNAX. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this question. I looked at your 10-Qs. You guys are a little bit light on revenues. Are there any revenue-producing products coming up in 2018?
Well, thank you for asking that. And to answer your question, yes, absolutely. That's the whole point of the exercise. The way we have structured how Token Talk operates the business is Token Talk is going to be handling a lot of the marketing, advertising, and SEO work for the ICOs we've lined ourselves with and alongside. So that being said, a big chunk of the Token Talk payment will be taken in tokens. So for instance, our first project, which we're working on, we've negotiated a percentage that will be paid to us in tokens. 95% of our payment are going to be received in tokens. We'll receive a small cash portion, but the whole basis of the theory is to receive our payment in tokens, because tokens grow exponentially. So the whole purpose of the exercise is to own a basket of tokens, so we can grow the company more like a basket of funds. So if they grow exponentially, the company will grow exponentially, and the company will trade at a multiple as a stock should.
We're currently running out of time here for the interview, Adrian. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Yes, gladly. Because the ICO business is so fragmented, it's so new, it's so scattered, you know, there are many moving parts. One thing I do want to stress is as far as the legal team we're bringing on board. Last week I was in Montreal. I was interviewing some very, very large international firms. And the shareholders can rest assured that once we bring the international firm on that I've been looking at, we're going to have excellent legal representation in the business. And the company should do very well.
Well, I want my listeners to take a look at DNA Brands. Ticker symbol is DNAX. And I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's been too long for you to stay away, so hopefully you'll come back on in 60 days and give us an update of what's going on with DNA Brands.
I would love to, Everett. Thank you very much for having me. I look forward to our next discussion.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.